turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the cold-sunny king of the SEO show.
Imagine you've been playing the same, I don't know, incredibly complex board game for years. You've memorized the probability curves, you know the optimal resource management strategies, and you can, like, practically run the board in your sleep.
Right, you've got it completely mastered.
Exactly. But then, right in the middle of this really high-stakes match, someone reaches over, flips the board entirely, hands you a completely blank rulebook, and just says, good luck.
Oh, man, just a total reset.
Yeah, and that feeling of sheer, sudden disorientation, that is exactly what you and practically everyone managing a digital footprint are feeling right now. So pull up a chair.
It's been a wild ride lately, that's for sure.
It really has. Because you shared the latest data breakdown from Austin Code Monkey with us. Mm. And looking at their internal metrics, I mean, I finally understand why your site's analytics have been looking like a chaotic roller coaster lately.
Yeah, the volatility across the index is just staggering right now. We are seeing established domains watching their visitor counts plummet by like 70% in a matter of days.
Wow, 70%. That's devastating.
It is. And meanwhile, previously obscure sites are suddenly capturing massive impression share. It's a complete recalibration of the knowledge graph.
And since you rely on your digital presence to actually drive revenue, I mean, operating in the dark just isn't an option. So we are spending this entire deep dive completely unpacking this single source.
Which is a fantastic resource, by the way.
Oh, absolutely. It's a remarkably detailed operational breakdown from Austin Code Monkey. They're a specialized local SEO and AI search optimization firm based out of the Silicon Hills in Austin, Texas.
Right. They've been aggregating all the fallout on the ground.
Exactly. So our mission today is we are going to decode the mechanics of why these traffic swings are happening, how the algorithm is technically evaluating your domain right now, and maybe most importantly, how you can weaponize this shift to corner your local market. Okay, let's unpack this. The March 2026 core update isn't just another, you know, run-of-the-mill spam filter tweak.
Oh no, far from it. A core update of this magnitude is basically a fundamental rewrite of the weighting systems used to evaluate content relevance.
Which means all the old rules are kind of out the window?
Pretty much. I mean, for the past decade, we've operated in an environment where algorithmic evaluation was heavily tilted toward on-page keyword density, structural markup, and just raw backlink volume.
Basically, whoever had the most links and keywords won.
Exactly. But what the data from Austin Code Monkey shows is a hard pivot toward evaluating information gain and demonstrated real-world experience.
Information gain, meaning are you actually saying anything new?
Right. If your pages are just synthesizing facts that already exist on 100 other index pages, the algorithm essentially assigns it an information gain score of zero.
Zero. Wow. So think of Google's old algorithm like a speed reader grading a high school essay based on like how many impressive vocabulary words were used and how long the bibliography was.
Yeah, a very surface level check.
Right. But this new update is like replacing that speed reader with a strict background investigator. They aren't just reading your essay.
They're verifying everything.
Exactly. They are calling your references, verifying your previous employers, and checking municipal records to prove you actually live in the city you claim to operate in.
That background investigator analogy maps perfectly onto the computational reality, actually. The core engine is actively trying to determine the origin and the authenticity of the knowledge.
So the sites that are really losing out here, who are they?
The big losers are websites that rely on thin, programmatic templates designed to capture long-tail variations of a single query. They are being actively suppressed.
You mean those sites where it's the exact same article, but they just swap out the city name?
Yes, exactly. We're talking about programmatic SEO builds that swap out city names but keep the exact same paragraph text, or sites that aggregate top-level definitions without injecting any proprietary data.
Just generic AI-written blogs, basically. But wait, I want to push back on a narrative that has kind of taken over the industry forums recently.
The AI penalty rumor.
Yeah. The prevailing assumption is that Google just deployed a blanket penalty against all AI-generated content. But looking at Austin Code Monkey's data, that seems I don't know, mathematically impossible, not to mention incredibly hypocritical given Google's own AI integrations.
Well, the AI penalty narrative is a massive misinterpretation of the data. The core algorithm isn't running a simplistic AI detection script to penalize synthetic text.
Well, it's not. So what are they actually targeting?
What it is penalizing is the output of lazy prompting, specifically repetitive material that lacks human expertise. I mean, if an LLM writes a 1,000-word post summarizing the top 5 ranking articles for a query, it introduces absolutely zero novel concepts to the index.
So there's an echo chamber at that point.
Exactly the problem. What's fascinating here is why search engines are forced into this aggressive posture. It's not ideological.
Right, they don't just hate AI.
No, it is an existential necessity for their survival. The marginal cost to produce generic, grammatically perfect text has effectively dropped to zero.
Because anyone can spin up 1,000 articles in an hour now.
Exactly. So if Google continues to surface automated summaries of automated summaries, user trust collapses entirely. People will just migrate to dedicated AI assistants or private community forums to find actual answers.
Which means Google loses its entire business model.
Precisely. So forcing the algorithm to aggressively weight original research, firsthand professional experience, and strict topical authority is basically the only way a traditional search engine avoids becoming completely obsolete.
Okay, but here's the critical flaw with trying to mathematically prove experience, which is obviously the focal point of the expanded EEAT framework we all know.
Right. The experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness.
Yeah. I mean, anyone can open up their CMS and type, I have 20 years of hands-on experience in this industry. Text is cheap. So how does the algorithm actually verify you aren't lying? It has to look off page, right?
It absolutely has to. It has to look at your physical geographic footprint.
Which brings us to the ultimate algorithmic advantage currently available, which is hyperlocal signaling.
Yes. The search engines are leaning heavily on geographic reality to verify digital claims now. They are cross-referencing your Google Business Profile data with unstructured citations across the web to build a confidence score around your specific entity.
Here's where it gets really interesting for you, because the Austin CodeMonkey breakdown points out a wild inversion in these SERPs. Small, single-location local businesses in Austin are actually outranking massive, multi-million-dollar national aggregators for highly competitive queries.
Oh, it's completely flipping the hierarchy.
The big players are actually losing to the local shops.
And that inversion is happening because local signals are notoriously difficult for spammers or disconnected national brands to simulate at scale.
They can't just fake being part of a local community.
Exactly. Let's look at the mechanics of a backlink profile under this new update. A national aggregator might have thousands of inbound links from high domain rating tech blogs or random link farm directories.
Just massive quantity.
Oh, right. But a local Austin SEO company like Austin CodeMonkey, for example, will have a completely different link topology. They have links from the Pflugerville Chamber of Commerce, event sponsorships for Austin tech meetups, and hyperlocal news features.
It creates this geographic bounding box that the algorithm actually trusts. I mean, you can buy a link on a random lifestyle blog for $50, but you can't easily buy a natural link from a regional Texas business association unless you actually operate there.
You really can't. The algorithm triangulates those regional backlinks. When it sees trusted local media, regional directories, and authentic local reviews mapping back to a specific entity, it confirms the experience and trustworthiness vectors of EET.
So quality is completely overpowering sheer quantity now.
Unquestionably. 5 highly relevant links from domains physically clustered in your operating region carry exponentially more weight than 500 random mass-generated links from irrelevant international sites.
And that physical authenticity ties directly into how they evaluate topical authority, too. If you claim to be an expert in your niche, the structure of your site basically has to reflect that obsession.
It needs to be incredibly focused.
Yeah. Austin CodeMonkey notes that organizing your content around tight service clusters, say, publishing consistently on website design, PPC strategy, and Google Business Profile management without drifting into, I don't know, unrelated tech news, sends a clear signal to the knowledge graph.
You are defining the boundaries of your expertise. By staying strictly within that defined semantic cluster, you lower the algorithm's computational cost to classify your site.
You make it easy for them to figure out exactly what you do.
Exactly. You become the definitive node for that specific intersection of topic and location.
Okay, let's transition from theory to triage. Put yourself in the shoes of a business owner who logs into their analytics on a Tuesday morning and sees that their visitor graph has just dropped off a cliff.
It's a terrifying moment.
The immediate human reaction is sheer panic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if throwing 50 generic AI articles at the wall just dilutes my site's overall quality score further, my instinct wouldn't be to publish more. I would freeze, open up Google Search Console, and figure out exactly which URLs are bleeding the most impressions. Is that where Austin Code Monkey starts their recovery protocol?
That is the exact starting point of their data-driven fix. A panic publishing response is the absolute worst maneuver you can execute post-update.
Because you're just adding more garbage to the pile.
Right. The algorithm has already determined your domain lacks sufficient depth and authority. Injecting dozens of rushed, thin pages into your architecture actually drags down your average page quality score even more. It reinforces the negative signals that caused the drop in the first place.
So you have to isolate the variables first. You go into the performance report in Search Console, apply a date comparison from before and after the core update rollout, and just sort by the largest click differentials. You aren't looking at site-wide averages.
No, site-wide averages will lie to you.
You are identifying the specific pages that lost the trust of the algorithm.
And once you've isolated those bleeding URLs, you execute Austin Code Monkey's 5-step action plan.
Okay, walk me through the steps.
Sure. Step one is that exact performance audit we just talked about. Step two involves radically improving the content depth of those specific pages. And this doesn't mean just, you know, making the page longer.
Right, no fluff.
Right. It means injecting proprietary data, adding a specific local case study, embedding original video insights, or detailing a professional challenge your team solved that your competitor simply cannot replicate.
Adding the information gain we talked about earlier.
Exactly. Then step three is strengthening the local relevance.
Okay, so if your service page for, say, network installation dropped, what do you do?
You update it with supporting content detailing your experience dealing with Austin's specific commercial building codes, or you highlight recent installations you did in Round Rock. Make it hyper-local.
That makes total sense. And step four?
Step four is securing those regional authority signals we discussed, going out and earning trusted citations from local partnerships. And finally, step five is bringing in professional SEO architecture to clean up the technical debt.
Like internal linking.
Yes. Refining your internal linking structure to clearly funnel authority to your most important local pages often yields a higher return on investment than drafting brand new content.
Wow, really? Just fixing the plumbing, basically.
Yeah, just fixing the plumbing. But this raises an important question regarding operational timelines. Because businesses operating in a panic state expect immediate stabilization.
That is always the hardest conversation. If I execute all five of those steps by Friday, the traffic doesn't magically return on Monday, does it?
It definitely does not. SEO recovery following a massive core update is entirely about long-term algorithmic reassessment, not a quick algorithmic switch.
It's not a light switch.
No. Stabilization, meaning the rapid decline finally halts, can occasionally happen within a few weeks as you prune thin pages. But a true recovery of lost rankings takes anywhere from 1 to 3 months.
3 months?
Yeah. The search engine crawlers have to systematically reevaluate your updated pages, process your new local authority signals, and recalculate your overall domain trustworthiness over multiple index cycles.
So it is a marathon, but one you have to run if you want to survive, which honestly introduces a really fascinating tension for modern businesses.
How so?
Well, we know that mass publishing generic material is a death sentence for your rankings now. But at the same time, AI generation is baked into every tool we use. It's inescapable. So how do you balance the aggressive need for business scalability with this algorithmic mandate for authentic human-led expertise?
Oh, that tension is the defining challenge of the current digital landscape. The organizations that will dominate the next 5 years are utilizing a hybrid model.
A hybrid model, meaning blending the two.
Exactly. They are combining AI efficiency for raw scalability with human expertise for authority and trust.
Okay, so AI accelerates the operational velocity, but human experience determines the actual ranking value.
Let's look at how the team at Austin Code Monkey executes this, because it's brilliant. They leverage AI heavily, but not for final content generation.
What do they use it for then?
They use it to structure complex content outlines, process massive data sets to find local trends, and parse competitor strategies. But the final deliverable, the actual content presented to the user and the search engine, is heavily refined by human experts who inject that proprietary local knowledge.
I love looking at it through a kitchen brigade structure. The AI is the ultra-fast prep cook.
Right? I like that.
Yeah, it can run to the walk-in, chop the onions, portion the proteins, and set up the station in record time. But the human expert is the executive chef who actually seasons the dish, balances the local Texas flavor profile, and guarantees the quality before it ever leaves the kitchen. I mean, if you let the prep cook run the pass, the restaurant fails.
That is a phenomenal breakdown of the workflow. Mm-hmm. And Austin Code Monkey is taking this hybrid approach into entirely new territory with AIO, which is AI search optimization.
Right, because it's not just about Google anymore.
Not at all. They aren't just optimizing for traditional blue links. They are utilizing advanced structured data and entity-based optimization to ensure their clients are cited by the new wave of large language models.
This is the frontier. We're talking about optimizing for Gemini, Perplexity, Claude, and ChatGPT. Because user behavior is already migrating, right?
Fast. When someone asks an AI chatbot, who is the most reliable commercial plumber in Pflugerville? You need that LLM to confidently cite your business as the definitive entity in that geographic space.
So how do you actually get an LLM to cite you?
To understand how AIO works, we have to look at how these neural networks parse information. LLMs utilize vector databases to retrieve answers. They plot concepts in a multidimensional space.
That sounds incredibly complex.
It is, but the core idea is simple. The closer the semantic relationship between a user's prompt and your data, the more likely the AI is to extract and cite it.
Which perfectly explains a specific tactic I found in Austin Code Monkey's playbook, the aggressive strategic deployment of FAQs.
Yes. FAQs are huge right now.
Why do AI engines absolutely love frequently asked questions? Because the format drastically reduces the computational distance between a query and an answer.
Exactly. FAQs present a clear, structured query immediately paired with a concise factual payload. When a retrieval augmented generation system, a RAG system, which is what powers tools like Perplexity, scans the web for an answer, an FAQ cleanly binds the entity to the solution.
It's like serving the answer on a silver platter.
It really is. It lowers the risk of AI hallucination, making the model heavily prefer that format for its featured snippets and conversational responses.
So what does this all mean for your strategy? I mean, if we look at the raw data, the era of tricking an algorithm with perfectly placed keywords or overwhelming it with synthetic content volume is just over.
Dead and gone.
Yeah. The March 2026 core update is a mandate for credibility. Whether a potential client is typing into a traditional search bar or speaking into a next-generation AI assistant, you have to be the mathematically verified, locally anchored authority.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the shift is actually incredibly empowering for local businesses. You have an inherent advantage simply by physically existing and operating within your community.
That's a great point. The big guys can't fake being on Main Street.
Exactly. Your goal now is to translate that physical reality into structured digital signals that the algorithms can definitively verify.
And if you are listening to this, trying to map out exactly how to restructure your site's architecture to survive this update, the team at Austin Code Monkey has literally laid out the blueprint for you.
They've made it incredibly accessible.
They really have. They offer comprehensive, complimentary SEO audits, specialized review reply AI tools to boost those local trust signals, and full technical SEO and web design services. You can literally walk right into their office at 2401 West Pecan Street, Suite 200 in Pflugerville, Texas.
Which proves they are a real local entity.
Exactly. Or, you know, to get the audit started immediately, you can call them at 737-932-7532. Their entire approach is built on creating a sustainable, authority-driven foundation that doesn't just chase the current algorithm, but actually anticipates the next one.
Building a moat around your digital property requires recognizing that the landscape has permanently altered.
For sure. Don't let your competitors capture your local market share just because they adapted to the new rulebook faster than you did. Again, grab that complimentary SEO audit by calling Austin Code Monkey at 737-932-7532 or checking out austincodemonkey.com.
As we wrap up our analysis of this breakdown, I want to leave you with one final thought to mull over regarding your own strategy.
No, lay it on us.
If Google's core algorithm and all these emerging LLM-based search engines are becoming hyper-focused on verifying your real-world experience and deep local community ties to determine your digital authority, could the ultimate SEO strategy of the future actually require spending less time staring at a screen optimizing your website and more time out in your physical community doing impactful, interesting things that force other people to write about you?
Wow. The ultimate hack for the digital board game might just be getting up from the table and going outside. That's brilliant. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.
New from the Austin Code Monkey Underground Lab, the Austin Code Monkey AI Review Response Generator. Our SEO chimp got tired of writing review replies, so we built AI. Utilize it for your business because nobody opens their laptop excited to reply to Google, Yelp, Facebook, and TripAdvisor reviews. Visit Austin Code Monkey for more details at austincodemonkey.com.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.
Austin Code Monkey. Working all night, SEO wizard making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the code slinging king of the SEO show.